There's much more going on at your local public library than reading and checking out books. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU, partnering with the Ann Arbor District Library to talk about the many different opportunities and things going on there. So joining us, as usual, is the Communications and Marketing Manager, Rich Reddy. Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you?
What's so much going on? What do we want to talk about today?
So much going on, which is always exciting.
Yeah.
Something that's always going on that we can talk about a little bit is Fifth Avenue Press. So we have talked about this before. It is the library's publishing imprint. Fifth Avenue Press launched in 2017. What we're doing on November 10th is launching a new class of books that the library has helped bring into being with a bunch of local authors. So we've got 4 adult titles, 1 teen title, 4 kids titles that are coming out all on November 10th, and that'll be 28 books total that Fifth Avenue Press and the AADL have helped make over the course of this publishing imprint's life.
So Fifth Avenue Press is the Ann Arbor District Library's publishing organization?
Yeah, publishing imprint.
Imprint.
So the idea is, okay, your listeners right now, just clear your minds. Okay, you've got a book in you, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody's got a book in them. But the daunting task of making that thing a reality, of actually putting down those words, whether you're writing by hand, whether you're putting it into a Google Doc, whatever, that's hard. And so what Fifth Avenue Press does is they accept manuscripts. So they accept something that you've got that's most of the way there that you then check out fifthavenue.press. So you submit this with your idea and your pitch, and the library sees, is this something that we can help you make a reality? So the library offers editing, proofreading, fact-checking, illustration, design, layout, all of these things that sort of check the boxes of things that are keeping you from creating this thing, this work that you want.
This bestseller.
Exactly. Well, bestseller for family and friends or potentially nationally. Who
yes,
knows?
Right. New York Times bestselling list.
But these can be little things like a memoir that you always wanted to do, a book of poetry that you've been working on since you were little, a picture book, all these different things that the library's helped sort of come into being. So we are, as people in Fifth Avenue Press like to say, we're the doula. So we help you deliver this thing out into the world, and then you've got this final piece of art, piece of work that you can then work with local printing presses, local publishers to print books. You can work with local bookstores. You can put it on Amazon. Like, you take the book, you own the rights to everything. The library only helps you make this thing and then asks for a PDF copy that we have in perpetuity for the library for patrons to have access to.
So when you say the library helps you make this thing, let's go back a bit. Do you edit it?
Yes. So the library, let's use a focus group of one. So me. The Book of Ann Arbor was a book that I worked on prior to working for the library. It was a project that was one of the first books that Fifth Avenue Press put out. What I did was they said, all right, Rich, do your book. Like, we know what you've got here because of the podcast that I'd done before. Write your book. Here are some deadlines. And what I did was I filled out all these Google Docs with all my chapters. And then library staff, primary editor, and then a bunch of other copy editors went through and just slashed it because I'm just...
I was going to say, did they change it much?
I mean, for the better.
Yeah, but if you're going to submit a book,
yes,
then you have to be ready to accept those changes.
Yes. And there were things like, there were just punctuation or style. But then there were also things like, this doesn't make sense, Rich. How did this happen here? And then I had to go kind of back into my research and make sure it made sense. We've had other fiction authors where we'll have seasoned editors work with them and say, I don't quite understand this plot twist, or maybe we can move this to here. So this is real help putting together the best possible book that that you can produce.
Do you have a team of experienced editors?
We do. So we have people on staff, and we also work with freelancers in the community who have experience doing some of this stuff. It's another service that the library offers that we saw people asking for, people needing. We've had emerging writers workshops.
Right.
So workshops where people can come and hear from published authors or people on certain topics, but then also emerging writers meetups where a bunch of prospective authors or people working on their next book can all get together, share work, do little copy edits, reads, things like that, just sort of foster that community.
So the library will edit the book. Do you actually print it as well?
That's the only thing we won't do.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, so you then have the file. So we've worked with a number of local print shops. I worked with Thompson Shore when they existed out in Dexter. So I went out to Thompson Shore. They showed me all the printing presses. We walked through all the options. And then me, as the writer and the owner of that book, could then work with them to get copies printed and then get them into places like Literati, Nicola's, Rock, Paper, Scissors, the Emden.
Who does that?
Me.
You, the
author.
Yeah,
the author.
Oh, so, the author.
Yeah. Fifth Avenue Press and ADL kind of help give you resources that you can reach out to, people you can reach out to do some of this stuff, but then you own it and you sell it. I sold it on Amazon. I was selling it wherever, and it's not buying a summer home, but it can buy lunch.
Well, now you got to tell us the name of the book so we
can. So it's called The Book of Ann Arbor.
The Book of Ann Arbor, yeah. By Rich Reddy.
By Rich Reddy.
Who you're hearing right now
in
on
bookstores now, or available if you're an ADL cardholder, you can just download it for free.
All right, we will check that out. So coming up Sunday, November 10th, you've got 9 new books coming out?
Yes, 9 new books, Sunday, November 10th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Downtown Library. You can see all the different releases. The authors will speak for about 5 minutes, present their work, and pick up a copy, meet the authors, or just get more information about how you too can make this happen. Seriously, just pitch it. What's the worst that can happen? Fifth Avenue Press will say, it's not ready, or maybe you can go to some of the emerging writers workshops that we've got to sort of work on this, but everybody's got a book in them.
Are they all brand new authors?
No. So we have people that are working on their second or third book sometimes. It really just depends.
And you have a book called Over in Motown. Is that one of the children's books?
Yes. So Over in Motown is one of the books that we're really excited about. It's by author Debbie Taylor, illustrations by Keisha Morris. It is a picture book that celebrates the musical genres and rhythms of Motown.
So it's for kids.
For kids. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous picture book. That's one of the 9 that you'll be able to check out.
And pick one more to tell us about.
Okay. I think, well, I'm going to favor the pretty picture books. We've got The Dragon Library and Modern Crab Adventures, Fantastic Planet. These are 2 more picture books. One is a crab is on an outer space adventure, but the ship breaks down on an unfamiliar planet. And how will Crab get back home? And then The Dragon Library. This is a charming beginner reader about a mysterious library and the 3 dragons who work hard to keep it going. James Barbatano is the author of The Dragon Library, and Douglas Bosley, he's author and illustrator of Fantastic Planet and also illustrated The Dragon Library. Some pretty, pretty books, but we've got so much.
And this is only available for Washtenaw County residents, correct?
Correct. So Washtenaw County residents are the ones that can come and submit to Fifth Avenue Press.
Is this a process that continues, or is there a start and end date?
Nope. So it's always open.
Always open.
We have had releases in May and November, sort of traditionally, too. This is our November release, and so we're kind of working on to see if we'll have a batch of books that come out in May, or wait till November. We already have some in the pipeline right now, but it's constantly moving. We never close this. You can check out more at fifthavenue.press.
And we'll put links to that on our webpage as well. Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager at the Ann Arbor District Library. Always so much going on, and thank you for the information about this as well.
Thank you.